Sean here.
Hi, Sean. It is Lisa here. How are you? Long time.
Good. I'm sorry, who's this? Oh, Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I apologize. We've been, doing this back and forth for the past 2 or 3 weeks. Sometimes I was available, you weren't, and the other times, most of the times, I wasn't there. So I apologize for that. I wanted to have a quick conversation with you because I saw the progress, and I think that it is time that we take it on the next level.
Yeah, and just to be perfectly honest with you, Lisa, I'm not as happy with the progress. And I know there was a time when I had Ella, but I spent, countless hours trying to recapture some of the storylines, and I only got one, maybe two pages. And I'm just concerned that for the $1,000 that I gave you guys, how much is it going to cost me to write a book when I spent countless weeks and hours just to get a few pages? And honestly, I'm being perfectly frank, and please don't think that I'm being rude, but the quality of the writing I didn't feel was very strong. And I'm just concerned that this is not what I signed up for. And when I had the initial discussion with the gentleman that told me it would be 1,000 versus 2,000, you can see how we do. And then after you have the time to assess yourself, you can decide whether to move forward or not. And I've got to be honest with you. I'm really concerned. I don't know how we can even write a book. And maybe that's partly my fault. I don't know. Maybe I need to do more of the writing myself and you guys edit it. But I just felt there wasn't much progress made in the, and I don't know if you read through what Ella sent me, but it was very little for the $1,000 that I spent. And I don't know, where do we go from here?
Okay. All right. Thank you for voicing this out. See, I wasn't aware of all these concerns that you were facing on the project. And the reason why I wanted to have a word with you, it was simply because I saw that, let me just really go back and start from the beginning, okay? The standard process that we have is that we get the payment up front, we assign the teams, because of course you know that we have writers, designers, all of them on board, and they are paid on an hourly basis. That's the reason why we take upfront payments. Now, in your scenario, since you hadn't seen any work whatsoever, you paid a partial amount, and it was like, when you're going to see the work, after that, we can decide on the installment plans, whatsoever that is, and of course, at your convenience. That was the complete scenario. Now you're telling me that you are dissatisfied with the work that you have received, and you also mentioned that you've barely received anything. Is that correct?
Say again, what was the second point made there, sorry?
You have barely received any work.
Yeah, I've only gotten like 3 or 4 pages. You can go back and look at it yourself, but that was after like countless hours. And I feel like I was trying to give you the basics, or Ella the basics, and then maybe you could have expanded on the storyline a little bit. It was very generic writing, and I just didn't feel like there was much of a collaboration. And I'm just concerned that, you know, there won't be anything changed going forward unless you tell me I'll have a different writer, and maybe things were disheveled because you had to leave and Ella had to come in. But and then the last thing, when I was speaking with Ella, it was super distracting. There was people in the background, and I don't know if she could hear me. And maybe that's just the way you guys are set up. So I don't know. I'm concerned that I'm not going to give you what you need, and maybe you can't give me what I would expect. That's all.
I apologize for that. Well, I don't have a separate station or room, so there are a couple of people sitting down here with me. That's the reason why you hear a lot of noise, but I can hear you just fine. Give me a moment to pull up the last draft that was sent to you, okay? Will you? Then I'll be able to guide you. I'm going to place you on a brief hold now.
Yeah, if you want to, I'll pull it up as well, just so we don't have it.
Yes. That sounds great. Thank you very much for being online, Sean. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. All right, so I have pulled up the last draft that is here as per the progress, and you are absolutely correct. There are like only 3 pages there, and I am shocked to see that. I apologize that this has been going on. We definitely
need
to change the team.
There was more. I would have liked for $1,000 to see, you know, at least 3 or 4 chapters or something to, and maybe going forward, Lisa, I have to do more of the writing. I don't know, but I just need help with this. And I don't see this developing the way we both would like it.
Yes, yes, of course. And I see the reason why. So first of all, here's the plan of action. Let's give it a second try because I see that nothing substantial has been done whatsoever. So we're not going to talk about the remaining amount as of now. We're going to do that later if the project is back on track. All right? So that's a big if.
Okay.
And first thing that I'm going to do is that I'm going to reassign the project manager along with the entire editing team, and I'm going to try and deliver you the next draft that is substantial enough for you to make out the actual changes. I mean, you should see some progress there. So we are looking at at least 2 to 3 chapters, okay, in a single draft.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to start working on. And tell me something. Are you available for a call, a quick call with the new project manager on Monday?
Yes, I'm on vacation, but I'll make time. If you want to call, preferably early before 1 o'clock or sometime in the morning would be better.
Okay, before 1 o'clock. So how about if we make it noon?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So here's what we're going to do. You will receive a call from the new project manager on Monday who is much more capable. And one more thing, I'm going to be a part of this project too. So I'm not going to let you be abandoned there. I will keep a track of what's happening, all right? The only reason why I got deviated from here is because I got promoted to the compliance team. So that was another thing. That's the reason why I could not take care of the project myself. Trust me, if I was on the project, this wouldn't have been the case at all. And I would have made sure that the team is providing you some substantial work that you can look at and say that, you know what, okay, that's what I call progress at least. Doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be perfect, you know, Sean. At least you should see some progress. Of course, it is understood that every draft will go through at least one revision, you know, because there might be some changes that you may not agree with, or there might be some additions that you may like to, you know, make in the manuscript. So that is understandable. And having said that, I'm not going to waste any more time. I will get right to it, and you will receive a call on Monday at 12, your time, from the new project manager. All right?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, no problem at all. And I apologize once again. I truly wasn't aware what was going on.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we were able to talk. I'd like to get back on track.
Yes, of course. And I will make sure that we're back on track within the next 10 working days, no later than that. If that doesn't work out, then
you
opt out for other options, like a refund of the existing amount. Sounds fair?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you for your time once again, and I hope you have a good weekend.
You too now. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.